Hello, this is Beth Raymer, the host of Real Talk with RMLS, a podcast for our subscribers. We deliver the latest RMLS news, tips, and tricks to help you get the most out of your MLS for your business. Today, I have John Ayers, who is our VP of Subscriber Services, and we're going to talk about a great third-party product we are going to be implementing called ListTrack. Hi, John.
Hi, Beth.
How are you?
I am good.
Yeah?
Real quick, I want to mention that we had a little correction to our first Market Action podcast that we did last week.
Good.
HUD gave us some incorrect... What's it called? Remind me. Affordability numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And each of the areas that we mentioned, I believe we mentioned Lane County, Portland Metro, and Southwest Washington. Each of those areas was about 10 percentage points low. Mm-hmm. And they corrected it later after we recorded, of course. And each of those areas went up about 10 percentage points. So
that's great.
Positive
so
news.
It's more affordable.
But wanted to make sure that we issued that correction.
Good. Thanks, John. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this new third-party product we are offering called ListTrack.
Yes.
What is it?
So ListTrack, big picture, shows brokers and sellers how many other people are clicking on their listings on all the various different portal and IDX sites.
Great.
And so the ListTrack is a company that creates a little snippet of code for all these different websites to put into their website code.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every time somebody clicks on a listing, and they have to actually click on it. This isn't just when it shows up in search results. This is when they click on it and look at the details of the listing. That sends a hit back to ListTrack, and then ListTrack presents that to brokers and their sellers in a very pretty graphical format.
Great.
And yeah.
So one place to get all those hits and metrics.
Yep. So they have a few different sections of their website. They have the main dashboard, which kind of shows you summary performance across all the different sites for your active or under contract listings. It also includes the listings where you are the co-list agent.
Great.
Shows number of views, number of inquiries. So if the consumer clicks, tell me more about this listing, it'll track those as well. It tracks how many times the listing is saved into a cart or like favorited on that website. It tracks how many times the listing is shared,
mm-hmm.
and which sites are getting the most clicks for that particular listing. It'll show that as well.
This seems like a really valuable report for sellers.
Yes, definitely. And it is free. There's no upgrades or upcharges or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right there and available. I think we have about currently 56 different website publishers have ListTrack enabled, and we're currently pushing all the rest of our IDX providers that don't currently have enabled to do it. And of course, brokers out there, if their IDX provider isn't part of ListTrack, they should urge their provider to contact us or contact ListTrack and get that set up. It doesn't cost them anything or anything like that. So
great. So sellers agents can actually give their sellers a report, auto report,
mm-hmm.
Send it out weekly, biweekly, monthly, or immediately.
Just go into ListTrack and set that up, put in their seller's name and email address, and it will just start sending. And it's very pretty, it's very graphical, has a big picture of the property, their property, as well as a bunch of colorful graphs of clicks and shares. And we should mention it also tracks where in the world the person was when they clicked on that listing. So you can kind of see if you're getting interest from other parts of the USA or other countries or...
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Pretty neat.
And so ListTrack, we're going to be implementing it under our third-party tools, under Toolkit,
mm-hmm.
third-party, and there is not a fee for it. It's just going to be... available.
Exactly. Just another subscriber benefit.
That's awesome.
Of being an RMLS subscriber.
That's awesome. So they would just go in under Toolkit, click on ListTrack, and then set up their information. Their listings will already show up in there.
Yes.
Great. Well, that's a great benefit for our subscribers, and I think they'll be excited to share this out as well. Anything else notable?
that not that I can think of. This podcast came pretty recently after the last one, so
yeah. Well, I can think of something notable. We just created a new email address.
Oh, right.
Called suggestions@rmls.com. And it's where you would go for any suggestion that you would like to see in RMLS Web. So suggestions@rmls.com is live now. And just go in and send us anything and everything you would like to have.
Yes.
In your web service.
But our listeners still have access to the very special podcast@rmls.com email address. And
yes.
That one's very exclusive just to our listeners.
You are correct there. Yeah. You are correct. And I want to thank you for coming out again, John, today.
I'm always here.
I want to thank our subscribers for tuning into Real Talk with RMLS. I'm Beth Raymer. And if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you may email us at podcast@rmls.com. The quote today is, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And that is the late, great Martin Luther King Jr.
That's great. Very motivational.
Keep moving forward, John.
Will do. You too, Beth.
See you soon.
Bye, Beth.
Bye.